This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. Oh, it's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free, it's nicotine-free, it's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
It looks like we're finally going to start protecting some statues and landmarks in America. Watch so soon. We're banning travel as coronavirus spikes again. Here we go again. And finally, a seagull of death. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. Well, there seems to be a misconception out there about leftists. And let me clear something up really, really quickly for everybody. Leftists don't always have an end goal in mind. And we like to imagine they do. Here's what we like to imagine because it makes the world seem more sane, okay? We see this relentless leftist assault on everything in our culture. We see them rotting from the inside every wonderful thing about America. And all that stuff's true. And so we as human beings like to imagine this. There's some guy holding the puppet strings somewhere. There's a room full of these masterminds with cigars in their mouths as they come up with some nefarious scheme and they have some end goal in mind, a step-by-step plan. Well, first we need to destroy this. We'll infiltrate this and then we'll infiltrate that and then we'll do this and then we'll do that. And let me tell you something. I'm going to give it to you straight, all right? That's not true. I know that doesn't sell books. I know that's not sexy to talk about. You want to talk about the evil schemer? That's not really true. Are there rich, powerful people out there who will pour money into this organization or money into that organization with the sole purpose of causing civil unrest in America? Absolutely. Absolutely. Their overarching goal, though, is not something specific. Because the question was posed to me, well, what do they want? What do they really want? You've heard the saying before. It usually comes up when we talk about criminals. Hurt people hurt people. It's true. The human condition is this. It's bad and it's good. A happy person wants people around them to be happy. Sad people tend to want people around them sad. Miserable leftists want everyone else miserable. Miserable, unaccomplished people who feel empty, who feel like they don't have a life's purpose, they don't look around and see the beauty of everything and say to themselves, wow, I should do something like that. They look around at anything good and decent, and they want to destroy it. That is why leftism isn't a political ideology. It's a religion of domination. It's a religion of destruction. That's why they wreck everything. We always talk, you know, one of the biggest mistakes Republicans make or conservatives make, whatever you want to call yourself, is when we talk about socialism, we look at it logically. And we assign dollar values to things. We always think this is a gotcha question when we interview someone or watch someone interviewed who's on the left. Well, how are you going to pay for that? Well, that's too expensive. You can't pay for that. That is the wrong argument to make. That is allowing them to control it. Because they're not going to go into it anyway. They never do. They're always a mile wide and an inch deep. They have no idea how to pay for it because the money doesn't exist and they don't intend to pay for it. They're not trying to pay for something. They're trying to destroy something. They're never going to give you that answer. The question you ask a socialist when you sit down and he proposes his new $5 trillion plan here and $10 trillion plan there and giveaways here and Medicare for all, universal health care. The questions you ask these people are, you think you and the government have the right to seize this person's labor by force under threat of arrest and give it to this person? You feel that that's an appropriate role of government? Watch them try to answer those questions. Those are the things you ask. And this Black Lives Matter thing has completely blown me away how many people got sucked into it. And you know what? Credit where it's due. I'm allowed to credit my enemy. The people who branded Black Lives Matter, totally genius. What a genius, simple name to put on something. How many morons in your life have been sucked in by that? Well, of course, Black Lives Matter. Well, yes, Black Lives Matter. Everybody's life matters. That goes without saying. But the group Black Lives Matter is a commie leftist front group. There's videos out there of them talking about how they were trained by Marxists. This is not even well hidden. You go to their website and click on the donate button. Your donations go directly to Act Blue, the big Democrat slush fund. This is not complicated. It's not some civil rights group. This is a group that is very, very well branded, and they do have a mission. That mission is destruction.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it, all right? And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
What? We will burn it down? That's a hostage video. That's a ransom. Is it? Tell me how that's not a ransom. And you know what's sad is that's not just some idiot talking on TV. Think about all the places you've seen Black Lives Matter over the past 2 weeks. Every corporation. My kids turn on their video games in the rare moments we allow them to play, and there it is. They're video games. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter everywhere. They got to my pastor. My pastor's up there. The guy who was sane about 3 weeks ago. Well, I mean, we really do kind of have white privilege. These leftists used a great branded name to spread throughout our society and infect everything. And it's a virus. It's a religion of domination. They don't have a goal. It doesn't matter what you gave them. They don't care about statues or reparations or any of that crap. You could give them all of it and they'd be back the next day for more. Tell them to shut up and go away. Well, at least we're putting out videos now.
I also think that we actually do have an ideological frame. We are trained Marxists.
This could be a police cruiser, Tom, that you mentioned that is burning right now.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Flames rip through the lower level of St. John's Church.
And as you can see, there's definitely a fire here.
Make sure that police departments are defunded.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. The driver hit two officers.
We have an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform the country.
The first statue that we came across was Ulysses Grant. It was toppled. It was lying in the pathway.
Look what you did to my store. No! These people are tearing up our livelihood.
We are trained Marxists.
That's what they are. Marxist activists. Stop being fooled by a label. Tell your idiot aunt with her Facebook posts, stop posting Black Lives Matter. You don't even have to get in a fight with her. Privately, don't do it publicly because you'll just embarrass her. Send her a quick message. Send her the link to the donate page. They've sucked in so many. Stop being fooled. And rest assured, remember, every single place leftists have taken over across the globe for 100 years, 120 years, that's about the length of time leftism has started to take hold. Every single place they've taken over, there has been violence, and a lot of it. Don't you dare think for a second it's going to be any different here in America, as this state senator in Wisconsin found out. That was Senator Carpenter. State Senator Carpenter had this to say. This is the picture that got me assaulted and beat up by a mob. Punched and kicked in the head. Might have a concussion. Left eye a little blurry. Cheek swollen. Sore neck and ribs. This has to stop before some innocent person gets killed. I'm locked up in the Capitol until it's safe. Wisconsin's governor sending out the National Guard. Here's my issue with it. Well, here's what they said first. We are prepared to activate the Wisconsin National Guard to protect state buildings and infrastructure, and we're continuing to work with local law enforcement to understand their response to last night's events and their plan to respond to similar events in the future. People, it's important that you remember this as well as we wrap up here in the opening. These could have been stopped immediately. These riots, this lawlessness you've seen in the street, the Democrat-controlled governments in these cities had the complete ability to stop them without National Guard, without anything else. They didn't stop them because they didn't want to. All of that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, you know what makes me uncomfortable? The fact that we're $26 trillion in debt with a $4 trillion deficit. They're talking about spending more money, and we just got word today of a 5% contraction in the United States economy. My word. If you still have all your money for your retirement, your IRA, your 401k, if you still have all that in stocks and bonds, I hope you are the praying kind. You earned that money. You spent your lifetime earning that money, getting it invested. Don't let these idiots in Washington screw something up with the market and lose it all. So you're flipping burgers when you're 85 years old? Protect your money. You know you can legally roll that over to a precious metals IRA if you get a hold of Birch Gold? Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They'll give you a free 20-page kit on how to do it, too. Go to birchgold.com/Jesse. That's birchgold.com/Jesse. Start protecting your retirement, man. We'll be back. Here we go. The protests are dying down. The rioting is dying down. There's no more impeachment. There's no more Russian collusion. There's no more normal things to scream about. So you know what's coming. They're going to look around and, how about coronavirus? Can we go back to coronavirus? It's coming. Mark my words, it's coming. You're seeing headlines all over the place right now. Cases spiking. The cases are spiking. We're all going to die. We're testing more than any other country in the world. However, not only are they running with the headlines, the cases are spiking. We have places like New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut banning travel to them if you're coming from one of the other states. Here it is.
So we're announcing today a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days. And we have a calibration for the infection rate, and any state that goes over that infection rate, that state will be subject to the quarantine. It's only for the simple reason that we worked very hard to get the viral transmission rate down. We don't want to see it go up because a lot of people come into this region and they could literally bring the infection with them. It wouldn't be malicious or malevolent, but it would still be real. So we are jointly instituting that travel advisory today, because what happens in New York happens in New Jersey, happens in Connecticut.
Keep in mind that governor who still gets broadcast all over the news, you know, St. Cuomo, that's the governor whose very orders put people infected with coronavirus into nursing homes where the actual vulnerable people are and got people killed. That's real. And we still have to treat this guy like some saint. Governor Abbott in Texas had this to say.
I've said all along that if the positivity rate or the hospitalization rate increase too much, we have strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 without having to return to stay-at-home policies. Sixth, closing down Texas again will always be the last option.
I am glad to hear him say that. I am glad to hear a voice of sanity. But do you hear the danger? Now do you understand the danger I warned about in the very beginning? From the very moment anybody shut down, anybody even suggested it, when everyone on the left and 99% of the people on the right were all about this shutdown. Remember what I told you? I came on this show and I told you, be very, very careful opening up that door and showing politicians they're even allowed to shut you down. Because now, it's just the nature of power. It's how power works. It's how man works. It's not because they're all evil. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is, but it's not because they're all evil. It's the nature of power. They all know now. I could shut everything down if I wanted to. You know how many cases there are in the history of the world of somebody gaining a massive amount of power and not using it? There aren't very many cases like that, and we told every one of these governors in the United States of America, we as Americans, we told them, if you tell us to go lock ourselves in our house, lose our jobs, lose the businesses we work hard for, we will do it. We will comply. We will lay down like sheep and do it. And now, mark my words, for the next few months, you're about to see the real pain come. Because the stimulus checks are gone. The economy is contracting. Remember, I told you about Birch Gold earlier. The economy is contracting. There's no more money to give away. The feds are just printing it off. They're artificially propping up the stock market as we speak. They are priming us for a massive, massive, massive fall, because once again, as I told you a million times, you do not just stop a $20 trillion economy ever for any reason. You never, ever, 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 ever do it. And we are about to find out why. That's the truth. We're going to talk to Benny Johnson with Turning Point USA next. But first, you know what's amazing? What gets publicity and what doesn't get publicity? Maybe that's on the public, maybe that's on the media, maybe that's on entertainment, but how often have you heard identity theft? Identity theft here, identity theft there. Be careful, they're gonna steal your identity. Or I love this one, credit card fraud. Someone's gonna steal your credit card. I've gotta shoot you straight here, because virtually all shopping is online now, and I don't like other people. I don't go out and shop for things. I use my credit card. And in so doing, I've had my credit card digitally stolen multiple times. Do you know how much money that's cost me? Not a dime. Not a single dime. Credit card company makes it right instantly. They go fight it. They deal with it. It never costs me a dime. You know what's wiping people out financially across the country? Home title theft. Your home title is online. They get a hold of it. They get your signature on it, the bad guys. They take out a loan against it. they take off, you all of a sudden start getting late notices in the mail. Honey, did we take out a loan against our home title? The FBI is freaking out about it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now, register your address, make sure you're not already a victim, which you'll be able to find out there, and then sign up. Use the code Jesse, get yourself 30 free days of protection. It's one of those things, don't wait until it's too late. We'll be back. Joining us now, the Chief Creative Officer of Turning Point USA and friend of mine, Benny Johnson. Benny, we are now sending in National Guard to protect some of these statues and monuments in the country. Oh, I don't know about you. I've got June 25th on my calendar. That seems a little late for me.
Yes, it seems a little late, and multiple statues have been toppled in my neighborhood. So I am here in Washington, D.C. right now in my home. Up the road from me, just blocks away, Jesse, is a statue of Abraham Lincoln that is said to be toppled tonight. Tonight they are going to try and tear down the statue that I walk past with my family nearly every single night. This is an emancipation statue. It honors the Emancipation Proclamation. It was paid for by white supremacists. I'm sorry, hold on. Let me look at my notes here. Nope, it was paid for by freed American citizens who were emancipated with the Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipated American citizens with their own hard-earned American dollars erected this statue in order to honor the president who defeated the Confederacy. And now this statue is potentially being torn down tonight.
Emancipated. Isn't that when you're really, really hungry?
Yes. I mean,
That's emaciated.
Freedom.
My fault. That's emaciated. I just wanted to be clear that we're talking about slaves who were freed from bondage, and these people are going after it. Benny, what else do we have to do to convince these idiots? I'm not just talking about the leftists. I'm talking about people on our own side that this is not about slavery. I don't know how we somehow let them distract us with that. This is the Confederacy. It has nothing to do with any of that. This is a bunch of losers who want to destroy. They don't care what they destroy. They just want to destroy.
Yeah, correct. Most egregiously, you have people and reporters quoting protesters, for instance, in Madison last night, having no clue the statues that they are tearing down. Protesters in Colorado who are tearing down Union statues, abolitionist statues, statues to people who fought and destroyed the Confederacy. And it seems like absolutely nothing is safe. And that's because what we are dealing with right now is cultural Marxism. We're not dealing with anyone who has any principles other than the principle to destroy America, raise it to the ground, and rip our history completely asunder. I do have a recommendation, however, to any of these protesters watching this show right now. If there are any woke protesters watching the show and you want to rip down the edifice of something that deeply supported the Confederacy, deeply supported racism, and founded the KKK, I recommend you rip down the DNC. The Democratic Party has been the absolutely the most longstanding racist institution in this country. They have always stood for racism. They have always stood for the Confederacy, the KKK, Jim Crow laws, segregation, all the way up to the 1980s. The Democrats had a segregationist candidate running for president. So the question here is, if you're looking to rip down the old rotted edifice of a racist institution, I would suggest the DNC.
Or America's universities. Look, I'm not the one. I'm just putting it out there, Benny. All I'm saying.
Great, man.
All I'm saying is,
I'm doing.
If we're going,
I'm going there. I'm gonna go to Yale. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna ask. But you can go to Harvard. I took a note from your book, not to give you a bigger head. You already have a gigantic. It can barely fit in the box. Barely fits in the box.
Yes.
But I talked to the protesters. I talked to them, and I channeled you, Jesse, because I asked one of the leaders of this anti-Lincoln protest, this anti-Lincoln statue protest, who went to Harvard. He's going to Harvard right now. He's currently enrolled at Harvard. I said, well, do you want to rip down statues of Harvard and changed the name of Harvard because, you know, John Harvard, like, legitimately went and took Indians, Native Americans, and then, you know, converted them to Christianity and robbed them, presumably, of their culture and of, you know, where they came from. And this seems to be cruel, right, by modern standards. And he said yes.
Yes. Yes, we'll be playing that
he
video.
Said yes, change the name of Harvard, rip down statues of John Harvard. As a Harvard enrollee right now, a student at Harvard today.
I think it's just delicious to have their own little monsters turning against them. You do your thing. We'll be playing that video on this show. I can promise you that much. All right, changing gears here briefly. Benny, we have coronavirus cases spiking. One, I don't know what to believe anymore because there was so much misinformation put out there last time. I know we're testing a whole lot more. Are deaths spiking? Is this invented? I'm having a very difficult time convincing myself that this is real or that this is something I should take seriously when the same people saying the cases are spiking were cheering on everybody burning down America for the last 2 or 3 weeks, all in a big mob in the middle of the road.
Well, we knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, the gig was so obvious that you know, COVID-19 is such a woke virus that it will attack you only if you are supporting the wrong social causes, right? If you are at a Trump rally with a MAGA hat on, then China virus will come directly for your eyeballs. But if you are marching for Black trans lives in Brooklyn, then, you know, COVID-19 can't withstand that. The amount of, like, woke social justice virtue signaling is so intense and hot. The UV rays from that will kill the virus instantly. it really is incredible how the way to kill COVID-19 all along was just to virtue signal so strongly and so brightly about your virtue that it just dissipated the virus in thin air. That was the solution, and I don't know how we didn't see that from the beginning.
Look, if heat kills the virus, then I'm clearly in no risk of getting it. Benny Johnson, Turning Point USA. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesse.
It is funny, though. I mean, he brings up a great point. The same idiots who told you we were all going to die turned on a dime to talk about the oppressed. And this is just the language of the unheard as they raid Target for brand new shoes. And they're going to turn right around and without even a moment's hesitation and tell you all to go lock yourself back in your house or you're selfish. Start seeing what they're doing, people. It's painfully, painfully obvious to anybody who's out there paying attention. Now, all of that may have made you a little stressed out. It happens. I get it. It's easy to be stressed out right now. We try to keep it as light as we can on the show while also informing you what's going on. But if you are stressed, you're probably not sleeping as well. Put away the freaking sleeping pills. You don't need to be putting a bunch of chemicals in your body. It doesn't do you any good. You know what you need? Natural sleep. You know how you get that? You get that by calming down the racing thoughts that go through your head with an Ebb Sleep. It is a wearable device. You put it on, it applies cooling to your forehead, it knocks you out and keeps you out. Go to tryeb.com/Jesse. That's tryebb.com/Jesse. Use the promo code Jesse at checkout. Get $25 off. Ebb Sleep. We'll be back. Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States of America. And let's set aside party politics for a moment. And I'm not doing that thing where we just need to set aside party politics and be bipartisan and come together, because that's always a bunch of crap. Obama used to do that all the time. Let's set aside party politics and just do all the things I want to do. That's garbage. That's not what I'm saying. As a human being, Joe Biden might be president of the United States of America. Does that make you uncomfortable? Does that freak you out a little bit? If it doesn't, you haven't been paying attention. Whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat. I know, we have a bunch of Democrats who watch the show. I know you probably hate Donald Trump. That's fine. But I want you to picture something, and this matters a lot. It matters a lot. The tides of history are turned in individual meetings world leaders have with other world leaders, where they come to an agreement, or they walk away enemies, or situations escalate or de-escalate. Joe Biden, if elected president, he's going to have to walk into a meeting with Xi Jinping, maybe? With Vladimir Putin, almost undoubtedly? Possibly with the Ayatollah? Who knows? Joe Biden is going to have to walk into meetings with other world leaders, powerful men. And Joe Biden is going to have to assert the authority of the United States of America when he's in that meeting. I want you to watch this video, and I want you to think about this carefully. Is this man ready to sit across the table with Vladimir Putin, look him in the eye, and have the United States of America better off as he leaves that meeting than they were when he walks in? Watch this.
Now, there's another question. I think we have a question coming up now from someone else. Is that true? Am I correct?
Hi, President Obama, MVP Biden. My name is Flor Garcia. I'm from Seattle, Washington. My question to you is, what are you going to do to make the healthcare system more accessible to people of color?
You're an ICU nurse, aren't you? Is that what I was told? Well, the answer is, I think she is. This pandemic is...
He's asking questions to a video recording. People, it's getting worse every single day. He's still hiding in his basement. And you know what else? You know what's amazing? We just talked about the coronavirus spiking. You watch what's about to happen. I've been telling you this for a long time. Democrats are not going to allow Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump live on stage. I'm telling you, they're not going to allow it because they can't afford it to happen. Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him, is excellent on his feet. Excellent on his feet. He's going to stand up on that stage and he's going to destroy Joe Biden. Joe Biden with, you understand that? I want you to understand this. Lots of times when people do television, especially when they do their own show or something like that, they'll have a teleprompter beside the camera. It's pretty common. Or they'll have a bunch of notes, you know, they'll sit and read something like that. Joe Biden with those things can't talk. Joe Biden, he's looking to teleprompters sometimes. You can see his face look to the side of the camera. He can't read the words properly. He loses himself. Joe Biden is never going to be allowed to stand on a stage beside Donald Trump and debate him. He's never going to do it because he's going to embarrass himself and the Democratic Party. And you watch, the Democrats are going to use coronavirus to make sure it never happens. They're going to say, why? The cases are spiking. Look, we can't let poor Joe out of the basement. The cases are spiking. You watch. It's coming. And as an American, like I said, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. As an American, how can we have that guy be the commander-in-chief? How can that happen? Look, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am. I'd rather have Bernie Sanders. At least Bernie Sanders, disheveled hair and all that, at least Bernie Sanders is a fully functional adult. At least Bernie Sanders is going to walk in there and probably spit on somebody as he talks, but at least he's not going to completely embarrass us. All right, he'd embarrass us, but not completely embarrass us. A world war might happen because Joe Biden gets elected president. That's not hyperbole. That's true. Yeah. All right. We got more. Hang on. Joining me now with the news and why it matters on Blaze TV, Sarah Gonzalez. Sarah, you are the perfect person to start out with this. Jalapenos. Are you a pickled jalapeno person or a fresh jalapeno person?
I much prefer my roots. My roots are going to talk here, Jesse. I much prefer a fresh jalapeno, although I won't turn down a pickled jalapeno. I'm not what you would call a jalapeno snob, but I do have to say that the fresh are very superior.
Totally false. The pickle gives you a little extra tang on there. The fresh ones are fresh is so overrated. That's why McDonald's is so popular.
No, I feel like the pickled is for people who can't take the full heat of the pepper.
Okay, so now I'm being disparaged. Okay, all right. You know what? We're just going to move on. Sarah, with everything going on and all the noise around civil war and crap like that, I feel like it's a little bit underreported, believe it or not, that the Democrat nominee for president of the United States of America, who's far ahead in all of the polls, has something mentally wrong with him. We don't know what that is. The dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe he's senile. The man has something wrong, okay? I have eyes, I can see that. Is this going to go unreported or underreported all the way to November?
I don't think that they will be able to avoid it when the debates begin, because there you will have the stark contrast. Right now, they are able to show Joe Biden solo. They're able to show him by himself from his basement. You know, there's nothing to give that stark contrast to. But if you get him up on a debate stage with President Trump, there you have the stark contrast of a man who's very quick-witted, a man who obviously has his wits about him, compared to a man who is kind of a vegetable at this point, halfway. So I think at that point in time, the mainstream media is going to be forced to at least partially cover the fact that Joe Biden is not all there. They won't have a choice. It will be right in front of the American people. And as we know, the mainstream media will avoid it at all costs as long as they possibly can. But at that point, I just don't think that they can.
Do you find it weird that he won't just retire? Am I weird in that? I mean, look, I love what I do for a living. Hopefully I can do it for a while and they'll keep paying me to do this stuff. And when I'm done doing it, when I'm old and I need a diaper, I'm going to be in Florida and I'm going to be on a golf course somewhere and I'm going to be on the beach and I'm going to eat oysters and drink Bud Heavies and I'm going to relax. I don't understand this desire when you're 80-some years old from Joe, not just family and friends, from Joe, to try to be president of the United States now. Why not just call it a life and go enjoy yourself?
I agree with you, but I think that you and I are coming from a place of, you know, we are the average American. We understand, you know, the average American point of view. Joe Biden he's a bureaucrat. He has made his career in the bureaucracy. And as we can see from so many others, they just get drunk on that power. And I think that he stepped away from it. And I think that he missed it a little too much. But I will say that I do find it weird that his family doesn't love him enough. There's not someone in his family that can tell him, I really need you to come home. I really need you to retire. It's what's best for you. And just bring him home. That's what I find so bizarre, because it's not surprising to me that a bureaucrat in Washington would be drunk on power. It's surprising to me that someone can not love this man enough to bring him home.
You know, I will push back on you a little on that, because I've said that a million times too. Like, what is wrong with this dude's wife? But I brought that up in my house. And my wife said, do you think in a million years I'd be able to tell you to drop out of doing something you wanted to do? I'd never be able to tell you to do that. So maybe that's the case. Maybe Jill is sitting there saying, Joe, let's go get a Werther's Original and call it a day. And Joe's just all, now, I love goldfish.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know. And I mean, as we know, you know, he's got Hunter over there with him, who obviously is not going to be a great source of encouragement for what's best for Joe either. So maybe that's the case. Maybe it is just the good old-fashioned patriarchy that's keeping him from dropping out.
Well, at least Hunter knows how to party. All right, the Democrat Party versus the Republican Party. Sarah, they look really, really similar for a few months. I mean, it's easy for us to sit back because, look, I'm a Republican hack. I hate the Democrats. But it's easy to say these lockdowns are Democrats, except they weren't all Democrats. And oh, this ridiculous anti-police rhetoric is Democrats, except we have a GOP anti-police bill. Sarah, I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I am too. You know, it's very sad when you find yourself at a place where it's not just the left that is buying into the Democrats' narrative. It's also your own party. And I think that that is really the takeaway that America needs to hear, and really the Republican establishment needs to hear, is that the left has effectively won in their messaging. Every single time they figure out a way to make their message about feelings and about feeling either too fearful or so good and warm and fuzzy that the American people latch onto it. And the Republican establishment really needs to look at that and figure out what it is that they need to do to effectively compete with that, because all of their messaging will get lost if it cannot compete with the left's constant messaging of using emotional tactics to get what they want. And I mean, it may be dirty, but it works. They've proven time and time again with the quarantine, with the coronavirus, with the anti-police bill, with all of these things that have happened in the last 4 years, they have proven that they are effective in that messaging. And I think it's time that the Republicans take a page from that book, or they're going to find themselves completely and totally lost.
Sarah, I don't like the race stuff. I don't like it at all. I've never liked it when the Republican Party tries to dip into that. Well, we're kind of pro-black too. Or, look, we love Hispanics too. Why doesn't anybody just talk to all Americans? I don't care what the next guy's doing. I don't care what my next president is. I don't care what color he is. I just want somebody who wants to shrink the government. And I feel like they're always trying to dip their toe in that SJW water. Well, we have to show black people how friendly we are. How about just talking to every American? Black people are Americans just like white people and Hispanics and everybody else.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. But I will say that I do think that there is an important distinction that Republicans and conservatives need to consistently make. And that is that they care about the individual, that they want the individual to succeed, that they care less about skin color and more about creating opportunity for all Americans, regardless of skin color. And I think that there is a way that they can do that. I think that there is a way that they can appeal to get America back to this individualist mentality that we, you know, thrived in. I think that there's a way that they can do that without pandering completely to the left and buying into this narrative that everyone has to talk about skin color. You know, the left obviously will fight them on that. The mainstream media, who is also the left, will obviously fight them on that. But I think that it really is an important distinction to drive home is, we are here for you as an individual, and we want to create the opportunity for you no matter where you came from. They have to get that message across to the American people.
I like that. I'm going to steal that for myself and act like I said it. Sarah Gonzalez with the news and why it matters on Blaze TV. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Birds are creepy. I'm going to show you what I mean. Hang on. I have a confession to make. I know what you all think about me. You think that you call me, you know, Jesse Shogun Kelly, Jesse the Oracle Kelly, Jesse Steele Kelly. These are all nicknames that I've been given by myself. So I realize you watch this TV every single night and you think to yourself, man, that guy's superhuman. He's a legend. He's probably not scared of anything. And for the most part, obviously, that's true. I'm freaked out by birds. I'm way freaked out by birds. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not as if birds fly overhead and I'm ducking down. I do the normal thing. I don't really look at them twice. I get mad when they take a crap on the windshield of my truck. But it's not as if this is something that burdens me. But birds, especially the bigger ones, I'm not talking about the wee little Tweety birds, but the bigger ones are really strange. Have you ever actually looked at a bird closely? They're absolutely horrible looking. And even the beautiful birds, you know, hawks, it's a golden eagle. They come down with those huge talons that are like the size of my fingers, and they grab things, and then they just tear them apart. And then, have you ever seen how a bird feeds its young? I'm not making this up. Lots of these birds, to feed their young, they go eat, they go back to the nest, and vomit the food into the mouth of their young. That is a disgusting animal. Absolutely disgusting. And they look weird. And look, I'm telling you, they're killing machines. Look at this. That's a whole rat. Just got swallowed alive. That rat spent the last few seconds of his life stuck in a little bird belly saying, oh, I've been eaten by a monster. And he has. And he has. Now you know what I'm talking about. All right, we got a special tomorrow. See you then.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? I usually, my drink was, give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.